Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
We're hearing more and more of that, and took the opportunity this morning, and we've taken him out of a seminar, so thank you very much. Peter Haynes, Community Football Manager for Northern New South Wales Football. Peter, good morning, and it seems that the bad language and bad behaviour is becoming a norm every weekend on the sporting fields.
Yeah, how are you going? Good to be on the show. Look, it's just referring to your caller there. It's definitely an unfortunate situation and not a great experience that she unfortunately had at the football ground just recently. And I think it's a reflection of society at the moment that, you know, there is quite a culture of bad language around. You only have to walk down the local shopping centre and you get a little glimpse of it. And look, we're working really hard at Northern New South Wales to make sure that we're being really proactive and that we're making sure that everyone has a good experience down at the football field, not just players, but spectators and volunteers and referees and coaches alike.
Peter, what was the tipping point that made your organisation focus on this issue and try to do something about it?
Look, there wasn't really a catalyst singularly for this. We've been working really hard for a number of years to make sure that the experience that people have within our sport is a positive one. A very difficult challenge when you've got over 60,000 playing participants, not to mention the non-playing participants. But we've been working really hard to be proactive to make sure that we're not reacting to individual situations. This week's a really good example in reference to referees. It's actually our referee recognition weekend this weekend, and our Silent Saturday initiative is on Saturday as well, which is just a chance for football collectively to show our appreciation to referees. It's probably the toughest job in any sport to officiate. It's an opportunity for us to basically say thank you. We appreciate the job that you do. We know it's difficult, but we really thank you for the role that they play. And that's the fifth year that initiative has been in place.
Peter, you've hit the nail right on the head, because I mentioned this morning, obviously, we had State of Origin last night. If you're a Blues supporter, you'd be very disappointed once again. But one of the things I was noticing while I was watching social media last night, we understand a little bit of friendly jibing at the referees or the umpires, and the classic line is, you know, get some glasses, ump. But the vitriol that was being expressed towards the referees last night, and let's face it, I made mention also, no one turns up to work to do a bad job, do they?
Exactly right, and that's reflective of whatever profession you're in, whether it's sport or whatever else. You turn up to do your job and to do it the best of your ability, and that's no different to our referees. We've got just over 900 referees, accredited referees, and close to 1,000 when you take into account the young kids doing the mini-roos games or the club referees, and they do a fantastic job. We find it really difficult to keep boosting their spirits when they're unfortunately, cop a little bit of abuse now and then. And as I said, we're working really hard to make sure that those incidents are less and less. But you're exactly right. Our referees do a great job, as I'm sure referees doing other sports. But we need more referees. And we need to make it a more attractive environment for them to officiate in.
Well, that's the point. Are the numbers starting to dwindle?
They've been steady over the last 3 or 4 years. We've been around the 900 mark for the last 3 or 4 years. But all the research that we have done, gives us a catalyst to put some initiatives in place. And the abuse is certainly one area that referees have identified that makes their life a little bit less enjoyable when they're on the park. So we've put in place a number of initiatives at Northern New South Wales to try and combat that. The referee recognition round is one of them. The Silent Saturday is another one, and that one's where all of our mini-roos competitions are encouraging parents to simply go along and watch with minimal involvement, just letting the kids play and enjoy their game without too much kind of coaching and communication from the sideline. We've also put in place some, controversially at times, some pretty stringent regulations around our premier competitions. Where we're actually, after a third instance of refereeing abuse leading to a send-off, we're actually taking points off our premier competition this year, which luckily hasn't happened yet, and thankfully the behaviour's been quite okay from our premier clubs. But that's the length that we're going to make sure that our referees are protected and also have a good experience.
Peter, I think that's a brilliant idea, because if you've got one or two players in the team that are, for want of a better term, hotheads, well, it's all very well that they get sent off and 99% of the team might play the game in a fair spirit. But if all of a sudden the hard work from the teams, if everyone is being affected by a couple of hotheads, then I would assume the thought would be they will sort that out within the club themselves.
Exactly right, and that extends to the club itself. So our NPL, our PS4 NPL competition, for example, runs from under 13s right through to the first grade team, and that those three send-offs that initiate the point deduction is right across all of those teams. So regardless of three players from an under 13 get sent off through the season, the first grade team will lose points. So it's right across the whole club level, which is, I guess, trying to lead that culture of the club, to make sure that they're being proactive, to make sure that the behaviour that their players display is appropriate.
And when you think about it, if the Premiership's on the line at the pointy end of the season, it could make all the difference.
Exactly. And look, it's the very last thing that we want to do as competition administrators, to take points off teams and go through that process. And look, we're a long way off that at the moment. The behaviour has been quite okay this year in regards to abuse of referees in our Premier competitions. But having that, that sanction in place, has been a positive. It's definitely in the back of the minds of our club.
Yeah, some good initiatives. Peter, thank you very much for your time. Nice to talk to you.
No problems at all. Thank you.
2NUR FM 103.7.